Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. So happy that you are listening this Friday. It be July 29th. It's 2016, and we're here to talk you, your buckos, and all points in between. We will do elections, conventions, markets, economy, scams, shams, corruption, sleaze, hacking, you name it, we'll cover it. Hope you're doing well. Hope you have a good weekend. Lots to cover today, but first a little housekeeping. Number one, the Fox News Channel Business Block is back tomorrow. 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time on Fox News Channel. You can see me on the 10:30 show, 10:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Myself, Charles Payne, Ben Stein, and others will be discussing the Democratic Convention, the election, and whatever else comes to mind. Again, the Fox News Channel Business Block, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time. You can see me at 10:30. I will be live tweeting. I'll be making fun of myself for a half hour. You can tweet with me. If you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. You can read our commentary articles we post, our sarcasm, our wit. Press the money management button if you want to hear what we're doing. We'd like to hear what you're doing. Subscribe button to get our notes. And I'm told that the consulting button will be up this weekend. That's going to be our next big business. People who want to manage themselves, hedge fund managers, mutual fund managers that have to manage themselves but want us helping, we'll be around. All that at GaryK.com. I've never been one to want to beat the drum over and over again. But when it comes to the people running this country, I feel the necessity. So let me do the short version. Last night, Hillary Clinton accepted the nomination for the Democratic presidential whatever against Donald Trump. It is historic, the first woman ever. I could think of about several thousand other women I would put in front of her, but she is the woman. And we'll see how it plays out. We got 102 days left. There's going to be a couple of debates. Actually, I think there's going to be two, hopefully more than that. I doubt it. And it is going to be, unfortunately, vicious, nasty, sleazy, slimy on both ends. I'm not thrilled about that, but it's the nature of the beast. They're going to be spending $1 billion minimum. And listen, vote your conscience. Good luck. You know my thoughts on her. And unfortunately, I'm not into oratory. Oh, he sounded like this. She sounded like that. Nah. I am more in tune with the crux of the matter. And just to put it bluntly, last night's speech was the same speech we have been hearing from the Socialist Party for 40 years. It is the rich are not paying their fair share. You're screwed because of them. We're going to raise taxes and we're going to give you everything. That's the whole frickin' thing. Go back and listen. On top of making fun of Donald Trump on everything he does. But I'm tired of it. I hate it. Our government that spent $1.8 trillion in the year 2000 is going to spend $4 trillion now. And I'd like to ask, where is the other $2.2 trillion going? As I have told you, if I was running for president, I would be specific and to the point that, oh, we spent $3.6 trillion in government this year. We'll be at $3.4 next year. We're going to be at $3.2 the year after and $3 the year after that. There are too many programs, committees, people, buildings, rules, regulations, mandates, fees, fines. They are in every part of our lives. They are telling you about salt and sugar in bathrooms and how much you can do of this, how much you can't do of that, what you can say, what you cannot say, where you can do it, when you can do it. That's not what government was for. Government was created first and foremost to defend the citizenry. I don't know if you know this, but there weren't income taxes. Somebody came up with that idea. Anyway, they, not us, have brought us the $20 trillion in debt in an economy that needs 0% rates and the printing of trillions of dollars around the globe. And we got GDP today at 1.2 lousy percent. And the reason that is, government is too big, government's too bloated, government's inefficient, government's ineffective, and every dime that government takes in, they spend 12 or 13. And they do it in a piss poor way. And that's what I'd be doing. So that's the story. That's my take. My take on the media. Worse than ever. My goodness gracious. The DNC. Evidence they try to rig a primary. And what it's a story they parrot. Russia. And maybe Trump has ties to Russia. The Washington Post did a questionnaire on, does Donald Trump have ties to Russia? I don't know how a Republican win a frickin' election. It's such an uphill battle with this media. What can I tell you? What was I impressed with last night? I loved, I don't know his name, the Muslim father. Not the fact he ripped into Trump, but in the defense of his son and the military, and talking about Arlington National. That was good stuff. That was good stuff. And I dig Katy Perry. She's pretty good. I remember when she first started out, I said she is going to be the big star, and I was right. And that is all. Maybe I'll do a little bit more later in the show, but you pretty much know my stance, and I'll have a little report out this weekend on it. I'll have a market report out this weekend on it and whatever else reports this weekend. That all said, lots to do, lots to cover. A few things I said yesterday may have come to fruition today, so I hope you listen in. Let's get going. Time for today's market wrap. and it's brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No great areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with proprietary indicators. Go check it out. investment-models.com. Now, again, another down day on the Dow, but internals were fine. Okay? Dow down 24. Goldman Sachs down $1.70. McDonald's down $1.70. McDonald's acting terribly. Travelers down $1.30. Exxon down $1.25. Was down 3.25. Nothing was really up on the Dow today. S&P up 3. NASDAQ up 7. NASDAQ 100 up 8. Russell 2000 up 2. New highs. Big pickup in new highs today. I'm going to have to look. I think there could have been a lot of non-operating companies. Advanced declines good. Up, down, volume good. And we're going to walk you through a bunch of areas in the market that, for me, sticking out, starting to show up. So stay in gear. You got that? The one thing we have done best for you on this show, easily, calling bottoms, calling tops. Remember we gave you steel? U.S. steel has gone from 10 to 27 since March. Unfortunately, I wasn't buying with $2 losses a quarter. What do I know? Up next on The Edge, much more in the markets, movers of the day, news of the day, and everything else today. Thank you for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, Don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Thanks for being with us today. So I hear we got some iTunes issues. Keep in mind, we do the best job possible, and sometimes we have no control of it. I apologize. We post the show at GaryK.com, BizTalk Radio, and my buddy Stu Lander should be back soon, so he'll start posting on my Twitter feed again. We do the best we can. Anyway, we thank you for being here. This is serious talk about you and your buckos and all points in between. Dead serious about every dime you have, regardless whether you are or not. Simple as that. So let's get to it. I want to go through some names here. Very important. First off, Google. The L stock finished up 31.98. Was up, though. Excuse me. Let me get the numbers right again. Got to get the numbers right. Up 25.50 at the close today. The problem is we got some distribution in the stock today. Meaning it gapped up, could not follow through, and they sold into it. Exactly what they did with Facebook. So we're just letting you know we wouldn't be buyers of these gaps just yet. If anything changes, we will gladly let you know. But as of right now, it didn't happen. And when you have a chance and you look at the charts, the dailies, you will see that the stock finished down at the low end of the range today, near the lows, which basically tells you on the gap, it got distributed. So not yet. Understood? Good. Priceline up 24, that was not earnings. Regeneron up 14 into earnings next week. Well, we'll see how that plays out. And again, it's very important to know when earnings are coming out. Very important to know when earnings are coming out. We are not smart enough to game earnings. And I know there's certain people on the tube that tell you, oh, you can buy this beforehand because we think they don't know. They're guessing. And they should not be guessing with potentially your money. Gary's not thrilled with that. So please watch yourself because there's just as many gap ups as gaps to the downside. And we don't want you getting screwed. Next, Essex Property up 13-233 on their earnings. Wow. Surprise, surprise. Fair Isaac, you know what they do, right? Up 11-126. Amazon up 6. That one did not get going off the gap. Intuitive Surgical, 5. Pioneer Natural Resources, 5. We'll talk about in a second. Gigamon. It's not Pokemon. Gigamon. GIMO up 5 on their earnings. Cimarex Energy, 4s. Concho Resources, 4. Molson Coors, 4. Tesla, 4. 3 or more. Align Technologies, Zimmer Biomet, Anheuser-Busch, Polaris, Lear Corp, Avalon Communities, Tenneco, ResMed, little gap to the upside. Health South. Well, I'm throwing these up there. Simon Property Group, Better Real Estate Investment Trust Group today. On the downside today. And let me just say, there's some breakdowns going on. Stericycle down 15. Ouch. New Market Corp down 12. Equinix down 7, almost breaking the 50-day. Wins Resorts down 7. Market didn't like their earnings, but it already had made a move up. Chipotle down 7. Ellie Mae 6. Western Digital 6. Big breakdown. Baidu 6. Ain't happening. 5 or more. Eastman Chemical breaking down. Stamps.com gaps up, finishes way down. eHealth. We're in the 4s. These are all breakdowns here. Credit Acceptance, Hartford Financial Insurance, big breakdown. 3 or more, Vantiv, breakdown. Lyondell Basel, breakdown. Global Payments, almost. Lam Research, down 3. Aon PLC, another insurance broker, breaking the 50-day, down 3. Digital Realty, 3. Martin Marietta Materials, Tyler Tech, Vulcan Materials, almost done. Charter Communications, Cabot Inc., that's your move of the day. One more, Automatic Data Processing, down another $3 today to $88.95, with them being down 3 yesterday on their earnings. Market no likey at all. Yesterday on this show, and the last week, I've been telling you how poorly oil prices were, but most oil stocks were broken below moving averages, but not as bad as the price of the oil. And I said yesterday that if the price of oil can get moving to the upside, the names that have held up best could get going. So we're just letting you know today, even though oil prices were not up a lot, but they were up, the strongest names showing themselves up already. Just keep an eye. Schlumberger, SLB. How about Cimarex Energy, XEC. Concho Resources, CXO. Pioneer Natural Resources, PXD. How about Rice Energy, RICE. Strongest names of the group, if the group can get going, these will be leading. Now keep in mind, a bunch of the energy stocks report earnings next week. Remember that. By the way, one other, Newfield Exploration, NFX. Now, the dollar got smacked to smithereens today. That was one of the reasons. Dollar goes down, commodities go up. Just letting you know, the dollar is acting very bearishly against other currencies right now. The euro's been rallying up. The yen has been rallying up. The pound, just not going down anymore. And due to the fact I'm going to England next Friday, I hope it stays down. But I'm just letting you know, the market's figured out that Yellen is full of crap. There is no tightening. They're not raising rates. Thus, they're easy, gets our dollar weakened. Then you add in the fact our GDP was horrible. Now, let's call it bad. Horrible is recession numbers. But 1.2 ain't helping anybody. And that was part of the dollar getting whacked today. So just letting you know, there's a lot of cross currents going on. Definitely start watching those oils that I have mentioned. They have not broken out, but they are holding up best. And if oil prices get going, I'm sure that some of these are going to start ripping to the upside, breaking out of range. It has not happened yet. up next. More on the markets. This, that, and the other thing. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30, top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Okay, gold and silver had another up day today. And really not given great chance to get in. Gold is definitely, the metal is not even close to what the gold stocks did. And silver had just played catch up. I think they're all going higher. How they go, I don't know. But all I can tell you is I think they're going higher. I'm looking for entries. I don't want it just to be a little breakout of 4 weeks. I'm hoping they settle down and let, you know, but in this day and age, there's no settling down of anything when things want to go. So I'm just letting you know. And you've had a few new highs in the gold stocks today. Newmont Mining, NEM, had a new yearly high. AEM, which is Agnico Eagle Mines, had a new high. What else? Silver Wheaton, SLW, a new high. I can go through a few others, but you get the point. I would stay away from the weaker ones. If you look at symbol GG Gold Corp, that actually looks terrible. So you got to just be very careful and pick and choose your story. But I think gold and gold stocks are going higher. Steel stocks strong again today. Steel prices have been firming up. The SLX, which is the New York Stock Exchange Steel Index, good-looking pattern there. Keep in mind how far – let me put it this way. The steel index in 08 was 114. In 11, it was 77. It's now 32. And that's after a move up. So just keep that all in mind. Keep things in perspective and know where things have come from. But I just want to – let you know this commodity play, not all, definitely with the weaker dollar starting to occur, and I think it probably continues for a bit, possibly in play. Because I received phone call after phone call in the office, Gary, what do you think of Apple? Here's my thoughts. I think it probably goes higher. I don't think you need to be in a rush. I don't know if it goes a lot higher. Earnings are going to be down again this quarter that they're in. But what we are hearing, you know, another phone's coming out soon, and the next one supposedly has all this, that, the other thing. That's all conjecture and all predicting. Just the way this market is right now feels like it can go a little higher. Keep in mind, it is the mega of all mega caps. It is a slow boat. It is not a big mover. I don't know if it goes too far. It just feels like it's got some higher prices in the offing. Again, we shall see. Going back to the Google and Facebook, just so you have an understanding, a gap to the upside in the stock occurs this way. Closes at 100, opens at 110. Can't trade in between, except if you do aftermarket and it's very thin trading. The gap indicates that something happened, news event, we care mostly about the earnings event, and there's so much demand because things were so much better than expected that they got to gap the stock up. Now, listen carefully because we have studied these time and time again. Gaps to the upside are usually darn good news. And in the right scenario, typically these gaps will keep going and going and going. I know that there's this line about filling the gaps. We don't believe it because we've studied thousands of them. But you kind of sort of know in the next day or two whether it's really going to get going off that gap. How do you know? It just doesn't go up any further. And on the other end, it starts coming down. So that $100 stock opens up at 110 and finishes the same day at 107. That simply tells you that they gapped it up too far. The demand in the aftermarket or pre-market got overblown. And sellers got the upper hand. And maybe 5 days later it gets going again. But typically what that tells you is the stock has probably going to mark some time in here. And if you go back to Facebook's gap to the upside back in April, it gapped up to like 120, finished at 116. And guess what? Stock did nothing for weeks and weeks and weeks until this next earnings report. And by the way, the story goes is that after all the earnings were out and after they did the conference call, supposedly there's this big tax bill they may be on the hook for that nobody said. Now, maybe that could be the selling. I don't know. Don't care. Now, with Google, good-looking gap, but it was sold off also. Now, if you think about this, the old high in January was 810. It hit 804 today before closing at 791. Why would it be sold off when you get to the back to the old high? It's simple. People that bought it on that day where it went to 810 and closed it that day at 780, last late January, early February, those people are thanking the Lord they're back to even. So they tend to sell. Just get me out, I'm back to even, yay. That's what I think's going on. And keep in mind, the stock went from 810 down to 672. They were underwater pretty decently. So we think that's what's going on. We know that's what's going on here. And we'll see how it plays out. The numbers were pretty good, the earnings and revenue growth. But that doesn't mean it keeps going. And we've been telling you some of the best movers in the last 3 weeks have been companies that lose money. Go figure. So what we just do right now is we have it on our file manager. It's on our watch list. And if Google can sit around, hang out, take it easy between, let's say, 790 and 800, maybe a little lower, and then break through that 800 on volume, there's your buy point. And that's what we're going to be looking for. And you never know if you're going to get a good one. Potluck sometimes. eBay gapped up to 29. It's 31 in 5 days. But their earnings stunk. Go figure. Earnings only up 2. It's terrible. That's not growth. That's nothing. So we're very partial to companies that gap up because big earnings growth. Companies growing like mad, products flying off the shelves, people lined up around the corner for demand for whatever they sell, whether it's a product or a service. That's what we're always looking for. And what we've done in the past, we've gone back 50 years, 60 years, 70 years. We've looked for gaps, one after the other, and we looked at what type of markets they were in. If a stock gaps up in a bad market, you know what's going to happen. Ain't going anywhere. But if you get one of these good markets, stock gaps up, it just keeps going and going and going and going and going. Some of the biggest money I've made throughout the years are in stocks that gapped up. And I remember Facebook in 2013, we bought the gap at $34. Went to 50 before you can say boo. So we're always on the lookout. In the last week, SAP. German software, gapped up to 84, 83, it's 87, 5% move after the gap. What's the problem? 2% earnings growth. Again, go figure. Sometimes the stars don't align perfectly. But these are the type of things we are constantly on the lookout for. And believe it or not, the bigger the gap, the better. You know why? People don't want to buy a stock after it's already up 10% on earnings. No, we'll wait. And then sometimes it doesn't wait for you. It just keeps going. Microsoft had a gap to the upside. But sales are down 7%. And the stock's done nothing since the gap. You know why? Because it gapped up to around 55 bucks. You know what the high in April was? 56.77. You know what the high in December was? 56.85. People thanking the Lord that they're back to even. And that provides a problem there. What do we look for now? Sitting around and then breaking through that big range. There's your buy point. So this is how we look at things. And it's not a perfect science. Nothing is in the markets. But it gives you a little bit of a leg up. Moral of the story, on the day the stock gaps, we're watching very closely for distribution or accumulation off that gap. And it gives us an understanding what we need to do next. Up next. We'll come up with something. Glad you're here. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. but we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, no! Go.
Action!
Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Dun-dun-dun-dun. In the news. No, really, in the news. Clinton campaign looks like they've been hacked. Not going to say another word on that. I'll leave that alone. In the news. Venezuela. You know that place down south of Florida? Pretty far down south. That has been taken over by communists and people that have the same policies as Bernie Sanders. There's now a new decree by the government to make its citizens work on farms to tackle the country's severe food shortages. It is amazing that just a few destroyed a great country and those people, and the people do not uprise. Why aren't they uprising against them? I'll tell you why. They control the military. They took away the media, the whole works. Just what's happening in Turkey now? Bad people running the show, letting them... I don't know what to tell you. The country is destroyed. You can't get food. You can't get diapers. You can't get medicine. You can't get doctors. Companies are leaving. Nobody's going there. Tourism's dead. All because of a... Oops, almost said it. All because of a dead man named Hugo Chavez. He's dead. And this yutz named Maduro now. And the amazing story here is the people of Venezuela know that Chavez stole billions of dollars. And you know who's got it? Chavez's wife, daughters. They're seen on Park Avenue, New York, with big bags of shopping stuff. Quite weird. That was in the news. No, really. In the news, Jason Bourne tonight. I love the first three Bourne movies. Fantastic, well put together movies. But I hear this one, I hear kind of like a little bit different. Let's hope it's still good, though. I thought those three movies were put together perfectly. We'll see what happens this go around.
Speaking of Matt Damon, though, you know what he said the other day? We should gather up everybody's guns. Oh, yeah? Maybe you want to go into South Side of Chicago, into gangland, and gather up their guns, Matt. Go ahead. You go ahead. Celebrities are so stupid, right? Did you watch some of them at the DNC? Oy veyus mir. I think they drink their own bathwater. No, really. Hey, in the news, remember my prediction. And I'm an optimist. This Rio Olympics, there's going to be a disaster there. There are so many places that are not livable. So a bunch of athletes are leaving, going to different places. The water there, you can't swim in. So they're wearing these, I don't know what, your Kevlar suits or whatever you want to call it. The crime there, oh my goodness gracious. This one's going to be interesting. I hope I'm wrong. In the news, next week, it happens to be, in size, amount of companies, the most earnings reports, weekly earnings reports of the year, is next week. But as I went through the list, not a lot of big names. There are some oils, some retail, but most of the big guns are out. Now, that doesn't mean we put it aside. We still watch every name because you never know what new is going to show up. Out of nowhere, a name we don't even pay attention to, boom, because something good's going on. So we watch, we pay attention. So just letting you know, there's a couple of thousand names next week. We will be on top of it. On Friday, I'll be in my London office. Okay, it's not my London office, but I take my office with me, as I told you. I just like saying London office. The London office is Kaltbaum Capital Management. Not the worst idea. I couldn't do it. Too much. Too much of a flight. In the news, this is for my peeps in South Florida, Zika, and I'm in Central Florida. Florida announces Zika likely spreading by mosquitoes. So you all watch yourself down there, and hopefully the wind blows south. I don't want it up here. It's being said that 10,000 pregnancies in Puerto Rico are going to be impacted this year from Zika. And as you know, a lot of athletes did not go to Venezuela because of Zika. You may want to read up on that. Man, where do these viruses come from? And I'm pretty sure that is our big news of the day. Do not forget, tomorrow, Fox News Channel Business Block, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time. I will be on 10:30 to 11 discussing the DNC, the convention, hypocrisy. We're going to talk deficits and debt and a bunch of other stuff. That's number one. You got that? Don't miss that. Next week, we'll be putting up a webcast before I head out across the pond. We will let you know what day. It'll be timely with sectors, countries, markets, stock analysis for you guys. We'll let you know. You have a great weekend. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like I do. Simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Night, night all.
For joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.